Yeah, we got time for another couple of quick calls. Hi, it's Grease.
Hello, Grease.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm a kind of a new listener of yours. I think you're great. One of my fraternity brothers in Philadelphia turned me on to you.
Thanks.
I've been listening to the advice you've been giving out, and I got a little problem within the family, and I wanted to know if you could give any kind of advice to me and my mom and dad.
Sure. What do you need?
Okay, well, you know how all teenagers around 15, 16 go through a little stage?
Yeah, get a little nuts, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's my brother right now, but it's getting to be more than a stage. And they tried this offer. They tried, you know, kind of a tough love thing, and they're just clueless. Now, I don't think you and your wife have any kids, do you?
Send them to military school.
Send them to military school?
Dump them off at some school that says, look, here, you'd make a man out of them or kill him.
Kill him?
I don't want him back until he knows what he's doing. Send him off to some intense military school. To the left, to the left, to the left, right, left. What do you think?
Well, we've spoken about that, but he said that if that kind of thing would happen, he said he might run away.
Oh, man. Well, sometimes you do all the best you can in life. You do your tough love. You give them everything you can, and they still turn out bogus. Well, I don't know. I guess the world's got to have its contingent of winos staggering the streets.
Winos?
Some people just are meant to go wrong. I guess, you know, I read in Ann Landers, you get people that have done everything possible, and it still turns out, sooner or later, you got to say, look, here's $50, a bus ticket, good luck. Goodbye.
Huh.
I know it's not what you want to hear, but sometimes, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't slit your wrists. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Either that, or for $10,000 you give him to me for a weekend, he'll come back and he'll do whatever you say.
$10,000?
$10,000, I'll fix him, but good.
Where do you make the check payable to?
All right, let me get you off the air, and I'll introduce you to Nino Grismanelli's Boot Camp for Boys. And besides your 10 grand check, I'll need your parents, as their official legal guardians, to sign a paper that says I am entitled to use whatever force necessary. In the event the child should pass away, I shall not be held. I mean, you want this kid fixed once and for all, right? So once you give them to me, that's it. I mean, when you drop them off at my fenced property, a lot of parents are kind of shocked to see as I handcuff the kid. All right. Handcuffs are for your own protection until I know what kind of an idiot you are. Then the parents leave it. And I face the kids in the class for the first time. I walk into the room, get their attention by saying, you idiots are here because you can't behave for whatever reason. The bottom line is you don't appreciate the house in which you live. You don't appreciate parents that care for you, clean laundry in your drawers, a full belly. Well, you will appreciate that when I'm through with you, because this is a living nightmare. That's when one of the kids pop off and say, oh, yeah, right. I get in his face, oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Wise Guy, you get the first haircut of the bunch. You better hold real still. If I screw up with this chainsaw, your head's coming right off. You might lose an ear. Now, hold still. You want a little off the top? Okay, good. Little off the sides? Very nice. Now let me tell you something, Scroat. You open your mouth again, I'll cut your new mouth. On the back of your head, you hear me? I sit there holding the chainsaw, belching smoke in his face. Yeah. Now, popping off in class is a mandatory lash. Just one. You'll look at that years from now and remember me, if you survive. All right, now, Mr. Wise Guy, as long as we get you looking good, let me trim your fingernails. Put your hand on the desk. Put your hand on the desk! Failure to respond is another lash. Now, I got nothing else to do. I can do this all day long. Put your hand on the damn desk! That's it. Now, move him! Make your beds. You will eat the food. There will be no conversation. You will eat when I tell you to eat. You will say permission to take a mouthful, sir, before every bite you take. What's that? Did I hear a snicker? Somebody snicker? All right, who's the comedian, huh? Who's the comedian? Somebody needs a peach fuzz on his face, Trip?
Days of sleep deprivation. Knowing full well, you can't make a wise-ass remark and have parents say, "Don't you talk to me like that." They'll be instantly reprimanded for anything bad that happens. I'll turn your brother back to you. And I can guarantee this much. He won't run away. No, by the time you get your brother back from Nino Grismanelli's disciplinary school for boys, not only will he not run away, he won't go anywhere. For the rest of his life, he'll stay in your apartment saying,
"I'm the creature from outer space. I got a mean and ugly face."
Another successful student.
"I'm the creature from outer space.
Send me your boys.
I'm coming over to mess up your place. I'm gonna step on your carpet with my dirty feet. Rub mayonnaise all over your sheets. Take all your records out of their sleeves. Put all your forks where your knives should be. Now your best slippers to the floor. Take all the hinges out of your door. Yes, I'm the creature from outer space."
The Goose Man Show.
No fuss, no muss. Yeah, I'll fix him. But first I got a scoot.
I got a hump. I got a hump. Yes, hump. Hump, 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 hump.
Thank you for your kind indulgence. I wish I could stay longer, but I got a soup line to get to. I got places to go, people to see, deals to make. Thank you for your kind indulgence.
Let's get together again. What do you think?
You, me, the martinis, and the music. Speaking of which, it is martini time. That means at long last I get to think of these Grecian formula 16 stained headphones and ever that critical liquid to take through the far more problems of far more my pain.
Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Yeah. But we'll swap stories again. Till then, as we used to say, back at old Mexico City, AMF.